This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Charlie Pierce, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Lebanon Opera House in Lebanon, New Hampshire, Peter Sagal.
Thank you very much, Carl. In just 1 minute, Carl will show us that even newsmakers need love in another game of Lonely Hearts in the News. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, great news for those worried about our border security. As a test, federal inspectors tried to smuggle in radioactive material from Canada, and they got caught. One little hitch after the border guards caught the faux terrorists. They did what?
They sent them on their way.
Exactly right. And they let them into the country anyway. The inspectors intentionally crossed the border at a station that had recently been equipped with radiation monitoring equipment, and sure enough, they were busted. Then the inspectors showed the border guards some crude radiation licenses they had downloaded from the internet and photocopied.
And the border... something like the Little Rascals.
Exactly.
Painted on a board or something.
And the border guard said, well, hey, in that case, you guys have a nice day, you hear? PJ, there are lots of products marketed solely for men, of course. Hummers, power tools, all those interesting pills described in my email inbox. This week, we heard about a somewhat surprising product that's going to be packaged to appeal to the macho market for the first time, as far as we know. What is it?
Appeal to the macho market for the first time.
Well, I should clarify and say it's a fairly common product. We see this a lot, but as far as we know, it's never been marketed specifically for men before, specifically for the macho, manly guy.
Broccoli? No.
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm just wondering how you would do that.
I don't know, but I mean, it would be a work of
tall
genius.
Tall stalk of potent
broccoli.
Chlorophyll goodness. No. Not broccoli.
No. I need another hint.
All right, here's a hint. I mean, this product has a crude bouquet of race car fuel and sawdust with overtones of WD-40 and red meat.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm stumped, I've got to say.
Charlie, do you know?
It's NASCAR cologne.
No, it is not.
It's not?
It's not.
It used to be.
Roxanne, do you know?
It sounds like wine.
It is wine. It's wine, the first wine marketed just for men.
Wait a minute. Back up, time out.
I saw this one coming.
What's the word? Thunderbird.
Now that you mention it.
Price, 30 twice. They've been marketing wine to men for years. The top screws off.
Now that you mention it, I haven't seen a lot of Night Train served at my wife's book club.
That's right.
But anyway, this is it's Ray's Station Vineyards in Sonoma County, California. They're going to start marketing what they'll call hearty red wines for men, blended especially for the, quote, backyard barbecuer and NASCAR fan, unquote.
There's a technical term for that. It's called beer.
Yeah. There will be no white wine in this line of varietals, of course, because, quote, white wine is for wimps. Suggested food pairings include Spam, pork rinds, and anything eaten over the sink.
What's going to be on the label?
Girl. Nuts.
It's going to be a girl, and as you pour out the bottle, right, she has less and less clothing.
Anybody can figure that out.
Well, I was down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mist of pure delight. Now when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, scotty-oody, drinking wine.